This is Coast Radio News for Monday, April 6th, 2020. I'm George Henry. It began as a plea for Lane County to broaden the regulations for reporting COVID-19 cases in rural Lane County that sparked a debate between public health and personal privacy. Late Friday afternoon, the Siuslaw News posted an article on social media about the potential of a Florence coronavirus case. The article said an anonymous source told the News that a reported rural Lane County case of COVID-19 was actually a Florence woman in her 50s. The online article immediately received responses for the woman to self-identify so that they could avoid where she had been. A subsequent open letter to Lane County from Siuslaw News editor Ned Hickson encouraged a discourse with Lane County commissioners who set the policy for reporting Lane County cases. In his letter, Hickson said, quote, "Lane County's refusal to share information could make the spread of the disease worse," end quote. That post drew a response from County Commissioner Jay Bozovich, who represents Western Lane County. In his response, he states that every community should assume that they have cases of COVID-19 and act accordingly. Bozovich says the federal law in place that protects the privacy of individuals is extremely important in getting people to cooperate when a public health crisis arises. He believes that weakening that law would increase the dangers to the public, not minimize them, as the Siuslaw News article suggests. Bozovich says the current use of the term rural Lane County in reporting cases protects the privacy of individuals in smaller communities. Over the weekend, the responses to both sides of the issue continued to mount, with posts for and against revealing specific communities. Also on Friday, the West Lane Emergency Operations Group issued a media update that called for the community to continue to diligently stay home regardless of the areas where the positive tests are located. The release also encourages people to make limited grocery runs and instead purchase enough for a 2-week supply to avoid being in public. Over the weekend, the Oregon Health Authority reported the climb of coronavirus cases in the state reached 1,069, and the number of tests administered was 20,624. The death toll also increased to 7, with Multnomah County bearing the brunt of those deaths at 7. Marion County reported 5, and Washington County is currently at 4. Lane County currently has 28 confirmed cases. Neighboring Douglas County has 11. The three latest cases in Lane County were all from the Eugene-Springfield area. All three are female, two in their 30s who are medically stable in their residences, and the third is a woman in her 80s who is currently hospitalized and in intensive care. Lane County Community College moves forward with online learning. The traditional springtime classes have been canceled, but online classes begin today. Interested students can also sign up for online information sessions. The next available one is this Wednesday at 1 p.m. You can sign up at lanecc.edu. With travel at a virtual standstill, gas prices are starting to come down a bit in Florence. Last week, the average price of a gallon of gas dropped 11 cents to $2.47 a gallon. One attendant at VP Racing Fuels on Highway 101 says their business had been severely affected by the Stay Home, Save Lives executive order. He said Sunday that the first 5 hours of his shift, he only pumped about $50 worth of gas, a number he says that under normal circumstances would be in the hundreds, if not thousands. OLCC has relaxed some of its regulations during the COVID-19 pandemic. One of the changes is that it will not currently enforce retailers to return beverage containers that have a 10-cent deposit refund. This is so that retailers can focus on their primary objective to serve the needs of the public. This has effectively shut down recycle centers or limited them to specific hours of operation, even though LCC says bottle drop redemption centers and bottle drop express sites will remain open. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, April 6th, 2020.